Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah continues for the first day of Hanukkah. We started chapter 13 of Yevamot yesterday. We are in chapter Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beit. Eizo hi katana, who is the minor girl, Shetzricha Lemayan, who needs to perform a miyun if she wants to get out of a rabbinical relationship. Kol shehisiyuha ima ve'acheha ledaita, any time when she was married by her mother or her brothers, with her knowledge. Hisiyuha, if they married her off, shalola daita, they didn't even tell her, they just packed her off somewhere with to go, you know, start a life with a new husband. Eina tzrich lemayin. She doesn't even need a miyun, it's not even a rabbinic level marriage, it's nothing. Now it's interesting, back in Parshat Chaye Sora, when Eliezer goes to bring Rivka to be a wife for Yitzchak, Betuel actually dies during that exchange. He had tried to poison Eliezer and he drank his own poison. And then her brother and mother actually marry her off. Now, it's a little bit like the situation, but Tosfot brings proofs that Rivka was actually 14 years old at the time. She was perfectly old enough to know what she was doing, and she was enthusiastic about going to marry Yitzhak. But we do see there was historic precedent. If the father was not available to marry off the daughter, then the mother and brothers would step in. The mission continues, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, a young girl who's actually quite young and immature, and she can't protect her kiddushin, meaning the money or the document or the wedding ring, such a marriage is not a marriage, it's not a nothing. She doesn't need miyun to end the marriage. When she wants to, she can just leave. The Bar Nura brings this is really less than the age of 10. We do not expect people to be mature enough to understand that they're, you know, entering into some sort of relationship, even a rabbinical relationship. Rabbi Eliezer adds, Ein ma'ase ketana klum. The relationship act of a minor girl under bat mitzvah is nothing. It's not a real marriage. Ela kimafute. It's as if she has been seduced by this man, even though maybe he gave her a wedding ring and they're living together and they're carrying on as man and wife. He explains, Bat Yisrael a Kohen lo tocha betruma. The proof is, if he is a Kohen and she is a Bat Yisrael, she can't then eat truma. It's not a biblical bond. It's not a biblical marriage. If it was a biblical marriage, then the wife of a Kohen would be entitled to eat truma. And so to Bat Kohen li Yisrael, if she's the daughter of a Kohen who's eating truma in her father's house, tocha betruma. She can continue eating truma when she's in her father's house, even though she is technically, in name only, married to Yisrael. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. We're dealing with the consequences of dissolving this marriage. Now, recall we've mentioned before in Yevamot, if a man and woman are married and then later get divorced, then they're typically forbidden to marry the close relatives of one another. However, in a miyun situation, it's not a biblically recognized marriage, it's a rabbinic marriage. So let's see what happens. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, kol akava, any holding back, shehi mina ish, which is on the part of the husband. Keilu hi ishta. We make it as if, it's not biblically but rabbinically, as if she was his wife. The akava here means he divorced her. If the husband divorced this young woman, then he has made it as if she's his wife, and he's now forbidden to marry any of her relatives. The chol akava, and any staying in the marriage, einam in ish, it's not because of him, it's because of her, meaning she did miyun and left this rabbinic marriage, kilu eina ishto. It's as if she was never legally his wife. Now the next Mishnah is actually going to talk about the ramifications, about the relatives that are caused by the situation. The Gemara actually has another interesting reading where you know, if this woman's in a miyun marriage, a rabbinical marriage, if another man walks by and says, hey, I'd like to marry you, maybe you should do miyun, then if she's staying in this rabbinic marriage because her current husband is a great guy, that's an akava that's from him, and it's if they're married. But if she's staying with him just because there's no one better around and this guy who's, you know, urging her to do miyun and isn't so great either, then that's not really because of him. You know, she's holding out for a better option and maybe she will do a miyun. And the Gemara explains we'd see from that that she's not taking this first marriage, this rabbinic level marriage, very seriously at all. Yashar kochachem, afreilichen Chanukah.